If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
So let's talk more about the rates, because people are definitely messaging in just wanting to understand. I think you need to like break it down to the basics. So, right?
What's happening today, or with what Sandra Thompson said she didn't do, but she
did? I guess both. So FHA loans are an option for buyers.
Like fantastic option,
right,
for buyers.
So let's just say, like, and this had happened to one of our listeners. So they went to school for physical therapy. When you get out of school for physical therapy, you have a lot of debt.
$250,000.
Right? Great. And you can have potential for good earnings.
Yes.
But because you have so much debt, they would look at your debt to income and say, although you have really, really great income, you have a lot of debt to offset that. That's your debt to income ratio.
Correct.
And if it's really high, you would then get placed into what type of loan?
Well, the higher, so typically Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac likes your total housing payment and all your debt, car loans, student loans, credit card debt, everything, whatever you have, to be at around 45%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you take, I always use the $120,000 example because mm-hmm. it's easy to do the math. $10,000 a month, 45% is $4,500 is your total monthly payment. That's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
It's their threshold.
Pretty much solid guideline.
It
can go to 46, 47, 48.
Yeah.
If you have compensating factors, we've got them through at 49.7.
Sure.
Right? But you have a ton of assets and great credit.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're coming in with a 625 credit score or 640 credit score, trying to get a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan with a 49% back-end ratio, I could guarantee you pretty much that the sun's going to come up tomorrow that's not going to be approved by Fannie Freddie.
Right. So then the alternative would be, so Fannie Freddie would be conventional financing, which is like
Correct.
Traditional loan. So then you go to FHA, which is going to allow you the opportunity with that debt to income.
To have a higher access to debt to income. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Sarah's going to charge that borrower a much higher rate because of the credit score.
Yeah.
But FHA doesn't hit the borrower. It's called affordable housing options, texter that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, 312. Hey, you know, and we're here for another over 2 hours, 312, if you want to take a shot and talk about it. No, if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, on track.
Right, 312-981-7200. No, so that those type of borrowers have access to affordable mortgages.
Right.
So why penalize the people and borrowers and listeners out there who have strived to keep their credit scores above 700, 720, 730, why penalize them and then come out and lie to the American people that you didn't do that when you could look at a graph
and see that you
did.
Yes. Yes. So that the listeners understand. So if you have what they'd say, like if you're a really strong borrower, you're probably going to get locked in to Freddie and Fannie, which is a conventional loan.
Correct.
Okay. And then if you have higher debt or income or maybe a lower credit score because you're building your credit, then you'd go into an FHA loan.
Right.
And the FHA loan gives you a very valid option to go purchase a property, right, with a credit score that would be, or I'm sorry, with a rate that would be what?
Same, a prevailing rate.
There we go.
Right.
So it's a great option for people.
It's a great affordable housing option, Frank.
Okay, for somebody that's not in this industry.
Yeah.
Right. But you've bought homes before.
Yes, but FHA, is that only for first-time home buyers?
No.
Okay.
It's based on like income and credit, debt, like all of your...
Hold on. Then that's a great point.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything about first-time home buyers.
No, but as soon as you start talking FHA, that's the first thing that pops in that, like, my head.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bad assumption.
Okay.
So this couple in California that the financial planner referred to me because his mortgage professional is back in the mall and spinning pretzels because he called him and that person didn't return their calls, then called his backup and she didn't return his calls. So he's like, I hear this guy on the radio. I'm going to give him a shot. I talked to this 20-something-year-old couple in California. Okay, they're like, what about FHA loan? I'm like, okay. And I already got done. She makes a ton of money. They got $145,000 in cash in the bank. And they've got the financial portfolio going with like $300,000. I mean, she makes a ton of money, right, for a young... And he makes a pretty good living as a bartender in L.A.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, nothing wrong with FHA loans, but you could get a conventional loan at a lower rate, okay, with the ability to drop the PMI in the future.
Sure.
When you buy something else, nothing wrong with it, but you're not going into the right pair of shoes to fit your feet. Your feet can fit into a conventional loan. So that's where we're going to put them, Sarah.
So sometimes if people have, if they can qualify for either, but let's just say they have a pretty high debt to income ratio. If they go conventional, is their rate going to be higher than if they were to go to FHA loan?
If they have great credit scores, right? You're much better off going with a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan than an FHA loan.
Got it.
Okay, because the PMI will be lower. There's no upfront mortgage insurance premium. There's a whole bunch of other different reasons to go.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you don't need it. Mm-hmm. It's not the right aisle for you to go down.
Yeah, and I think people also think if you get conventional financing, so Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, I think that they believe that you have to put 20% down. But the reality is you can put down as little
3%.
As 3%.
3%. FHA is 3.5%.
Right.
So there's
so many options. I think people don't realize that.
That's it. I said, listen, you're finding the right shoe to fit your foot.
Right.
Okay. I said, FHA is great. I go, if you're 1 year out of a bankruptcy, you go FHA because Fannie Freddie makes you wait 2 years.
Yeah.
FHA, if you're coming out of a Chapter 7, that was a Chapter 13. Chapter 7, you only need to wait 2 years. Fannie Freddie makes you wait 4 years.
Right.
If you had a foreclosure or a short sale, it's 3 years with FHA. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, it's 4 years for a short sale and 7 years for a foreclosure.
Right.
I go, so there's a lot of different variables. You're trying to do a cash out refinance to 80% today.
But it doesn't mean anything negative if you go FHA.
Not at all.
Some people, I think there's like a stigma around it, but
no.
There's not. It's just creating opportunity for people that have...
It's another investment opportunity for you to gain access to liquidity to purchase a home or refinance a home.
To give you an opportunity to become a homeowner.
If you want to go to 80% cash out refinance because of what Sandra Thompson did with the cash out hits for the loan level price adjusters to take cash out, you want to go to 80% cash out because you got a fire in your backyard, no pun intended to the folks in LA. I'm not making a joke, but if you've got a fire burning and you need to put it out, guess what? Try doing a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac 80% cash out. You're going to get obliterated in the rate.
Right.
So you got to go FHA. You pay off everything. Credit scores come up. Cycle back 6, 7, 8 months later.
Yeah.
When the credit scores get even better, all your debt's extinguished, and then you just roll out of it and go into a different loan.
Right.
Many different loan options for many different lenders. That's why Baskin Robbins is 31 flavors, because there's a different flavor for every day of the month. Some people like you like marshmallows and nuts in your ice cream. I'm not a big fan of having marshmallows and nuts in my mouth at the same time. With chocolate ice cream. I like them separate.
But you've tried it, right?
I've tried it. I'm not a big fan of Rocky Road.
Right.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you and give you a call, what's the best number to give you a call at?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.